Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back, Darren.
What if we just said hello, everyone, and then just left it?
Go straight into the jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, do we talk and then jingle? As a jingle, then talk.
No jingle in the bonus.
Oh.
Only messing, is there?
Sometimes.
Sometimes there's
leave
a jingle.
It out this. Leave it out.
Ah, yeah. Leave a blade now.
Leave the jingle out.
Leave it out.
Leave a blade now.
I hear. Leave a blade now.
What's that from? Two people fighting on the street.
And this woman shouting us. It's incredible.
I hear. Leave a bleed now.
Will I give you my best one?
Will you leave her out?
Will I give you my best one?
Go on,
yeah. Ah, yeah. Will you leave a bleed now?
Does she say bleeding now? Or just, will you
that
leave
could be,
her
out? She starts for it.
Will you leave her out? I hear.
And then he like kicks him in the head and then she goes, I hear.
Will you leave a bleed now?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's great. It's iconic.
It's fucking class.
It's iconic, really.
I prefer the other one. I'm not fighting you before MK.
It's a good one as
remember
well.
That one?
Oh, God. I just love that one.
Why is that always at the flats?
As, you know, people.
You double people are just gas.
Are we mad crack?
As characters altogether. As a bogger, can I just say, you're always up to something. You lot.
You wouldn't see that in
you
Bogland.
You wouldn't be up to at all.
No. You pretend that the sheep
on
down there. The sheep would be fighting you.
Oh, yeah.
Stop shaving.
You can tell really happy, Jesus.
Ah, hey, y'all. Will you leave her bleed now?
Where's that from?
I don't know. There's a bit of
a
draw.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
I thought you were doing an impression of Louis Van Halder.
Leave it bleeding out.
Good work, lads. That's it. I think that's the podcast.
Mike Schmalling. Will we do a few?
Please leave it out.
A few of them things we do.
Derek in Galway.
Des.
Speaking of boggers. Story, lads. I started carpooling to work with a fellow from down the road to save on petrol.
Oh, shit.
I'm just wondering whether I should have called his name out. The problem is, every single morning without fail, he gets into the passenger seat, pulls a hard-boiled egg out of his pocket, shells it into my glove box, and eats it in complete silence.
That's a lie. He doesn't shell it into your fucking glove box.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of exaggeration, but I do believe the egg thing. Yeah. We have a 40-minute commute. Do I crash the car into a ditch to end the suffering, or is it his right as a passenger to consume pocket eggs?
Is this more of a like, all right, lads,
it's an etiquette
what would you
question
do if this happened?
Or is this actually happening?
Do you feel it real? This is real. I sense it's real. I don't know. I think maybe does he put the eggshell on top of the dash?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Not into the glove box feels a little.
That's even weird. No, you wouldn't de-shell an egg and leave it in someone's bleeding car.
No, he doesn't say whether your man scoops it up into his hand at the end of the journey and walks away with it. Like, but
yeah. I wouldn't be fucking eating an egg in someone's car.
That's the tenet of the whole argument. Would you do that to somebody?
No, absolutely not. I think it's disgusting.
And I don't know why he doesn't say something. He should, like, is it weird that I'd say, don't be eating that. Don't, the smell of that, man. Don't be eating eggs in my car.
How many times can you get away with eating an egg before you snap?
Carpooling to work. So do they work together?
Must do, yeah.
I just picture them singing.
What really stands out to me there eggs is, look, I do love a hard-boiled egg. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm
can't beat them.
I don't like them.
Like, but the fact that they sit there 40 minutes, was there a mention of silence? Oh, yeah. And eats it in complete silence.
Does it take him 40 minutes to eat it?
We have a 40-minute
commute. So
is he saying there's absolute silence and all he hears is...
Yeah.
However long it takes to...
You know, you'd say it. I'd say that after the fourth time I said, this is not going to be a regular thing, is it?
I'd hop the head off the window.
I'd say I'm allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd just say, I have an egg ick.
Yeah, sorry, mate. You're giving me the ick.
Mm.
Will you stop?
What's your biggest ick? Eating boiled eggs in my car.
On my carpool.
Dirty fecker.
Or turn the silence into a conversation about icks. And then he'll work it in going, mine is actually dickheads eating eggs in my car.
Yeah. You'd probably just laugh it off and scumbag continue eating the egg.
Scumbag useless fucking wank cunts eating eggs in my car.
Oh my God.
That gives me the ick.
Just say,
then sit in silence for 40 minutes.
Scumbag dirty wank cunts.
Did you write this in, Ed?
Derek.
This is from Ed in Sligo.
Fucking wank cunt. But so you're saying that's a no to the egg?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, you put your foot down.
I wouldn't mind like a fucking rasher sandwich or something, but an egg like lingers
what is,
the smell.
Yeah, so something that smells good like a sausage or egg sandwich. Or
yeah, fucking walk away like.
Bacon sandwich.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's like people that cook fish in a work canteen.
I had salmon here before.
And you cook it.
You and
cook
I put it in the microwave and someone came off to me and said, you can't be doing that.
Right, rightly so.
And I said, what do you mean you can't be doing it? And he's like, you can't be cooking fucking fish in here, like, or heating fish up in the microwave.
Yeah, go on.
I said, I'll do what I want.
Go on.
And he's never spoken to me since.
Good. Proper order.
I don't give a fuck.
You swank cunt.
If I've got to eat fish, if I want to eat fish.
Look, I didn't come in with a fucking fresh cod.
100%. On a spit. Just slowly rotating it. Fuck you, Pat Kenny.
It wasn't him.
Stella in Castlebar. Oh, I know a Stella. Well, she doesn't live in Castlebar.
I
anyway,
know Stella as well.
Dear Joe and Darren, or indeed Darren and Joe. Does it feel weird, Joe and Darren? It does feel like Aunt Deck and Aunt.
Yeah, it's got to be the bigger
it's
one.
It's always been Darren and Joe.
Bigger name. Not body, not physical stature.
Has to be the fatter one, Paul.
The fatter virgin.
Has to be the fatter virgin.
Anyway.
All fat virgin things an in-joke that we were having. We came up with this big scenario, like a sketch that just kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
Well, everyone. It ended up with a doctor calling you a fat virgin.
It ended up in heaven. St. Peter at the pearly gates called him a fat virgin. It's funny.
It is funny.
But out of context, it sounds so hurtful, but it's very funny.
Love the pod, and I must say the moon specials have been most enlightening. Own the depth of her research is worthy of Galileo Galileo. Oh, Stella. Now to my questions. Who is the most famous person that would be at your funeral? We'll deal with that one first. So, at your funeral, who is the most famous person at it?
Jesus, that's an interesting question. Jesus might show up. Yeah. Jesus is always there.
He's always there.
Do you have an answer? I don't know who'd show up. I always wonder.
Would Robert Sheehan go to your funeral? Let's be honest now.
Doubt it.
Huh?
I doubt it.
At this stage, no?
It'd be fitted schedule, wouldn't it?
I'd be disappointed if Barry Keoghan didn't go to mine.
Oh.
I'd be coughing like that and I'd just be rushing up and he wouldn't be there and say, for fuck's sake.
I'd be disappointed if Troy Parr didn't go to your funeral. Fucking babysitting him, man.
I know, but yeah.
So Troy Parrott would be less of a disappointment not turning up.
Yeah.
Okay. But you wouldn't mind Sheehan not going to yours? You don't think you built up enough of a...
We're that close.
Okay. PJ?
No.
Really? He lives in Dublin?
He wouldn't go. Maybe Eric Lawler probably would.
Willa?
Willa Whitewood, I'd say. It all depends on schedules.
Schedules go out the window, man.
Like, I mean...
Who's carrying your coffin?
Ooh.
It's a good one, isn't it? Mm. Only six people.
Can
really.
You dictate who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Tell them beforehand.
If you know ahead.
I want you to carry the coffin.
Just Joe on it.
I
just want Joe on his own.
It's what he wanted. And then I'll be carrying him saying, oh, the big fat virgin.
He was a fat virgin.
There's only so many times that you get away with saying it.
Okay, that's the last one. That was a good time, though. That was a good one.
What's rare is wonderful.
Yeah.
So Joe on his own carrying you.
No, and everyone thinks it's a good laugh calling them that, and then like
and it, the day get
you
it
say it, it keeps yeah. it. It's like if someone slagged you and you were like, oh yeah, no, that's grand, yeah, and then they keep doing it because they think it's all right.
But the funny thing is, you started it.
I'm only messing.
It's such a fat virgin thing to do.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's so fat virgin.
So effy.
A fat virgin would say that.
Not just a virgin.
A fat one.
Oh, I was one for ages. Now. So we don't think there's anyone famous at your funeral.
Oh, no, he's just a virgin. He's skinny now.
So who's... No, there's no... No, you, Joe.
I'd say Barry Keoghan, I think. I don't think I know anyone.
Beatles, that's something
I'm talking bollocks.
That soon, like
Terence and Calvin.
The most famous people. Come on, give us a bleeding.
Come on, who then?
That's I said Barry Keoghan, I think.
But you said...
Are you saying that he wouldn't?
No, I'm just saying... You said you'd be disappointed.
I don't think
you
would.
You said you'd be disappointed if he couldn't go.
If he didn't go, yeah. Like, if he was filming The Beatles and I died, I would expect him to take... A day off for my funeral. Is that bad?
I don't think he would.
I don't think he would, man.
I don't think he would.
I'm going to give it to you now, man. I don't think he's taking time off.
Maybe not.
He's sending maybe some flowers, maybe.
Yeah.
But he's not coming. Sorry, Joe.
It's fair enough. The Beatles, man. It's the Beatles.
But who's guaranteed to be there? The most famous?
They're probably Terrence and Calvin.
Yeah.
How about you, Ed?
I wouldn't know anyone.
I'd say Kelly Harrington would go to mine.
Oh, she would, I'd say.
Would she? Yeah.
Claire Byrne would go to mine.
I know who'd go to you. Mary Lou McDonald would go to yours.
Would she?
Yeah.
Would she?
So yeah.
Do you think I'd have a big funeral?
Yeah, I'd good size. Yeah.
A few people.
Be in the paper and all, like.
No.
If someone came in here and shot me, right?
We've done this before. We've done this.
It'd be great if Joe shot you and it turned into a Lines of Inquiry episode. Oh, yeah. Gangbusters.
Imagine the hits.
Gangbusters.
Imagine the hits.
What else have you got?
Right, her second question, Stella, was a good one.
Oh, yeah, too.
What food do you eat from the fridge with your hands while you're waiting for the other food?
Ham.
Dirty bastard eats ham out of the packet at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Straight up ham. Or a bit of cheese or something.
And plain ham, plain ham. Doesn't even wrap a bit of hard cheese in it or anything.
Or just a bit of slice of ham.
Dirty.
And you eat it just like...
I could be like fucking cooking and I know it's going to take ages in the oven and just have a packet of crisps in between.
Rice crackers. Barbecue rice crackers, not a little mini ones, the little mini rice crackers are a little.
Oh, yeah.
Business.
The protein ones?
No, they're just like.
You can get protein ones, can't you?
The biscuit oil. Or the sour. They have like sour.
They're nice, yeah. They're nice.
Just suck them until there's nothing left on them.
So straight up ham?
I have a slice of ham, yeah. Well, if I have ham in the oven, I wouldn't have a slice of ham. But if I was having chicken, I'd have a slice of ham.
Would you compliment the food that you're about to have with the food you're taking from the fridge like you wouldn't double?
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck. I'd have a yogurt or something, no bother.
Yeah. I'd destroy it.
Cheese is a good shout.
I'm starving now.
Darren, Joe, Owen and or Ed. Big fan of your bi-weekly rambles, and to say that they have gotten me through some tough times is quite the understatement.
Oh.
Thank you, Tim. My query is
thank you,
that
Tim.
As you have gotten older... Oh. Have you found yourself developing more and more bugbears and seemingly irrational hatreds? I was casually highlighting my disdain for a particular traffic reporter's pronunciation of the word steel organ. They say steel organ, which is
steal
a different
organs.
Thing altogether. Steel organ sounds like a porn star, I'd imagine. But when my wife exploded...
Steel organ
revealed,
to set.
Yeah, steel organ, steel organ.
And then he goes on to say,
when my wife exploded and revealed she can't take any more of my petty grievances. She says it's typical of a man hitting his 40s, etc., etc. So I just wanted to ask, have either of you found the same? And if so, what are your recent PGs? Oh, nice. Petty grievances that you've picked up. Thank you, Tim and Castle Knock. Have you found as you've gotten older that you've less
tolerance? I used to like going, not that I liked it. It didn't bother me to like go shopping like in the supermarket. For your shopping, but I did it. I obviously do it with Amy and it's grand, but I did it like last week on my own, like a full shop on my own, and I just couldn't do it. I felt like dropping everything and bouncing, walking out,
just irritated.
Yeah, just by people in the shop, just
that's what it is. Yeah,
I think
slowness, like people's slowness, just people like they don't have anywhere to be. Maybe they don't, but it's just like, I just want to move past you, you fucking prick.
I hate going slow, man. That's definitely a big one for me, people moving slow. If I'm walking through town, I'm going
somewhere. I don't
know if
that really answers the question.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve, I suppose.
But anything more random that's popped up as well in recent times that you've just gone, oh.
I just, the constant need to have cash, a little bit of change in your pocket, even though we're in a cashless society. Like if you go shopping and then you have to put a coin in the machine, I'm like, I don't fucking have €2. And you know the recycle thing, you bring two black bags. I brought two black bags over to to Lidl and the machine was broken. I'm like, what the fuck do I do with these two black bags of empty alcohol smelling
cans? What's the
risk? It shouldn't be a risk. Do you know what they do? I was in Germany over the weekend and it's 25 cents for every bottle. But you don't need to put it into a machine. You bring it up to the counter and they just take it off forever. They give you money for it or else they take it off forever you want to buy.
So you have to bring over a whole big black bag in Germany?
No, here.
Singular. They have to take it off you?
Well, if you did it over there, yeah.
That's a lot.
But you're doing it here. You have to put it into a machine that doesn't work.
So they do it for you?
At the tills,
At the tills, they'll...
Nah. So they'd be rolling their eyes, you're coming over two big black bags. Because you have to go through them.
And you're talking about slowing people down in the shop. If I'm stuck behind someone at the counter and the person...
You want
at
to pay for your shopping and they're putting...
It's beeping your bottles. I'm not having that.
No.
You wouldn't be doing it in big bulks like they do here. You know, we hoard our bottles.
I enjoy it.
I like the misery. Fuck that.
But no. I think there should be the Dublin Bikes. You go on the app and you can tell how many bikes are at each station within a kind of a certain perimeter, that you should go on the app and it'll tell you which ones, if it's out of order, the one in Mulroy's is out of order. There'll be an X through it. I have to go to this one. That one's not working. You should be able to, you should know before you get there. It is very annoying.
I think there's too many traffic lights. I feel like we're creating more traffic lights and it's just like stop, start, stop, start, stop, start all the way into town now. And it's like, there's no need for a traffic light to be here. There was no traffic light before and now there is. And it was fine before and now it's just annoying. They're just like annoying people with traffic lights.
Yeah.
More and more traffic lights. What else is a little pet peeve that I have?
Chupa Chups are unnecessarily finicky to open. The lollipops.
Yeah, but they're annoying. Yeah,
they just bite the top though.
Huh?
Bite the wrapper off rather than twist
it's
the end.
A nightmare. I've tossed more.
And then it slides down,
as it were.
Just comes off and slides down.
You say that so easily. I'm going to bring a Chupa Chup in next time and see how you get on.
Get one now and it'll be done before you can even say, give me a lolly.
Giving you 3 minutes on it.
The 100ml liquids limit at airports. Fuck off. Why? Why? Like, what's this all about?
What is that all about?
Like, explain that.
Liquid,
one.
Like, for bombs, like.
As if you're going to make a bomb in the toilet of a bleeding plane.
That's what it is, though. Yeah, that's the concern.
Like. What, a bottle of Coke? Can't bring a bottle of Coke on the bleeding plane, would you?
You can buy one in there, though.
I had sun cream over. It was 200ml bottle of sun cream, half empty. Wanted to bring it home because it's fucking expensive. And then she was like, oh, you'll have to throw it out. I'm like, well, why don't you keep it at least? But like, why do I have to throw it out? First of all, it's not liquid.
You keep it.
It's a cream.
That's what
I was saying to her. And she, obviously, there was a language barrier, so she didn't get it. So just threw it out in the end. But I was like, what am I going to do? Like, what do you think is in here? Test it if you're that worried about it. It's sun cream. I've two kids with me.
Test it, yeah. Put it on. Stand out in that sun for up to an hour. And come back and we'll check your skin to see if you're even in it. See, look.
What do you think I'm going to hijack a plane with a bottle of bleeding Ambre Solaire?
Whole thing, like, that's why you have to take your shoes off because of that shoe bomber guy and all that. Right then. But they're changing, aren't they? I get irrationally irritated at people that wear the neck pillows at airports walking around.
Yeah, that is
not. It's like a flex. Yeah. Like, we get it.
Yeah. You do this often.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. You're a seasoned traveller and you're going to, like, fuck off.
I know.
You're going to Cardiff.
You're not going to sleep in 45 minutes.
Yeah, come on now.
You fucker.
Going to Cardiff.
Right, there you go. I think we've opened up a couple of tasty worms there. Tim, thank you for that. One more from Pat the Faker.
Oh, Pat the Faker. Force for freshness.
Force for bullshit. You have been cursed and turned into an inanimate object. And the only way to break the curse is to get 100 strangers to touch the object in an hour. What object are you being turned into? Pat the Faker. That's a good one. So, you've been cursed, you turn into an inanimate object, but to break free, you've got to pick something that you know 100 strangers are going to touch in an hour.
A fake 50 euro note.
That I would say one person's going to touch that.
No, because then they throw it away. Because they pick it up, 50 euro, oh bollocks, and then they throw it away because it's fake.
Would you not put it in the bin?
You'd end up in the shop and everything.
You wouldn't put it in the bin.
A fake 50?
Yeah.
If you found it and that's a fake, I'd bin it.
Well, then what about a real 50?
Are 100 people going to touch that 50 in an hour?
Oh, in an hour?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about...
A good one would have been Molly Malone's tits.
What about a push bike?
Yeah, Molly Malone's tits.
A push bike locked in town.
Oh.
Someone's just going to keep trying
to
rob it.
That's just one person. You need 100 people to touch it.
100 people have tried to rob a bike in town.
€2 glue to the ground.
That's a good shout.
That's a good one.
Money. Everyone's after money.
Yeah.
They definitely want the money.
Where would you put it? What street would get the most touches, do you think?
A football.
Handball.
Just a ball on the ground, a little World Cup ball.
You're bouting it.
You're still touching it and all, and picking it up and everything. Is it going to reach 100 people though? Want to be some blading match?
Mm.
Basketball.
50 against 50.
You'd pick up a basketball. Pick up a penguin. Be a penguin bar. Pick up a penguin.
So we're going with that? Would 100 people kiss the Blarney Stone in an hour? Would they? No, hardly.
Meeting the thing.
Would they meet the Blarney Stone? 100. 100 Americans.
Yeah, I'd say.
Upside down Americans.
20 seconds per person.
You get through it, would you?
Probably just about.
Cutlery in a restaurant.
I've got one.
100 in an hour.
A fork in a restaurant.
The leap card machine at the Lewis stop at the Jervis Centre. 100 people are touching that.
You could say the pole on a Dublin bus.
That's a good shout as well. Which pole? The one you're as you're getting on?
The one where you have to stand.
100 people in an hour, though. It's a lot.
The one where the... What about one of the buttons to fucking stop the bus? Your next stop is up.
100 people in an hour. Fuck, Darren, I don't know, man.
Oh, it's an hour?
Mm.
Fuck's sake, well, we're bollocksed.
But I do think 100 people would touch the leap card thing at at a busy Lewis stop. You get 100 an hour.
Well, I'm saying fucking forks in a restaurant and all.
Forks in a
restaurant. Wouldn't even eat a meal in an hour.
All right, look, there's the touch,
be waiting an hour
the touch screen in the McDonald's on O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. 100 people in an hour, though. Oh, border.
The one Jervis, maybe. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a tough one.
That has to be something that people... What do you touch? What do loads of people touch constantly in an hour? Like, obviously, this table, but it's only fucking three of us here, or the microphone fixing. Like, it's impossible.
I think 2 euro on O'Connell Street. Or Talbot Street. They'd all be trying to pick her up and be glued down.
You fucking see it, though.
100 people would touch the railing on the Jervis Street escalator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah. The rubber hand.
In an hour, yeah.
In an hour. Oh, yeah.
Well, that would probably be the best one then.
Yeah. Okay.
I also like Molly Malone's tits.
You can't say that. Yeah. Anyway, Pat the Faker, good shout. That's it, boys. Great answers to good questions.
Wow, well done, everyone.
Wow. Crazy.
Wow.
Whoa.
Thanks.
And if you have any other questions, send them in to our email. And that email is starlet@goloudnow.com.
Yeah. We'll get on it.
Do our best to answer them.
We'll answer them all.
And let us know, would you go to Darren Conway's funeral if he died tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let us know in the emails.
Let us know.
And what would you wear? And would you go to the afters? Would you feel comfortable going to the afters if it was public knowledge?
Would you wear a suit?
Yeah.
Would you wear the suit?
Uh-huh.
Because you don't really know him that well.
Yeah, let him know. Let us know.
Where would you sit in the church? Would you sit in the back?
You are not welcome up the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stay outside. Yeah, I don't even know you.
You feel me, yeah.
Watch on the big screen.
Watch it online on rip.ie or something.
Get up.
Yeah, go on. Talk to us then.